Hillman on cliffcentral.com.
Right, let's see what's happening to the very, very cool, but a little bit under the weather today, but it's okay because she's back on Snapchat. She took a few days off. Everything's okay. How are you, Mary Lou?
I'm okay. I'm a bit sick. I got the man flu.
Yeah, tell me how a woman gets the man flu. How does that work?
Okay, so when you have a man who's down with man flu and he wants to share some of his love in anyway, and then he passes it on to you. And then the thing about the man flu is that it only affects one person at a time in one household. So the moment that it was passed on to me, he was bouncing off the walls, going to gym, doing normal things, and there's me.
I'm sure you gave him hell about it, though. He probably feels terrible. You seem like someone who could give someone hell about something in a very... Seems like you would cut off food supplies, stop water flowing from the taps.
That's actually what I did. I'm like, I'm not cooking, I'm not giving you food, I'm not buying anything. I'm like, instead of us having a sale, I'll go to that. But that's fine.
I'll take the credit card.
Can I just say that I wish I looked as good as Mary looks when she's sick.
Oh, stop.
I look like a freaking... I look like the Crypt Keeper when I'm sick. My hair's all out of place. I look awful. You do not look awful.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you. That's
so there's a plus, yes. That, by the way, there is Warder Hartley. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. What's a new on FabuFit this week?
I put up the two ladies were featured this week on the blog. A very cool girl by the name of Simone Conley. She's an NTC trainer and she just came back from the Rio Olympics, which is very cool. And
that's unbelievable.
Yeah, she told her story. And then on Monday, I'm losing track here, hey? I think it was Roseanne that was on. She's a mom and she's awesome. And it was just really cool. Oh, we had Rush Tush, a trainer from Cape Town. She is probably one of the sexiest trainers I know, hey? I mean, everybody's shaking. All the girls are like shaking their head. This girl
nodding. You mean nodding.
I mean nodding.
I'm like, hello, I'm not shaking my head.
Not shaking head. Nodding. She is. Go check her Instagram.
Well, you all told me to follow her on Snapchat.
She's got like a massive following.
It lasted about a week.
She's like sex on a stick. This chick just knows how to pose.
But she's hilarious. She's like so raw and she like says things as is and it's hilarious. I love following her.
I love that she's so unapologetic about her life, about her choices, about whatever she says. And I love that about her. I love it. I think if more women were like that, and that's why she's part of the feature, the Women's Month feature, because each of these women were chosen for different reasons and it's all kind of attributes I wish I had and I'm sure other women would want to have as well. So for her it's that unapologetic way she has about herself, and you know, teaching women every day to just love their bodies the way they are, with curves and all, stretch marks and all, just like love it, own it, be sexy. You know, that would be amazing if we were all like that every day.
All of that stuff. Well, listen, this is what you're growing with your movement over at FabuFit and lovemarylou.com. All right, we've got a very special guest in the building today. This is an unbelievably impressive bio that you get when this lady steps into a room. Talk to me about our phenomenal blogger, TV personality, and digital entrepreneur who we're speaking to today.
We are talking to Michal. Spelt M-I apostrophe C-H-A-L. A lot of people say Michelle, but it's actually Michal Naidu.
Okay, wait. The apostrophe is supposed to be there.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I thought it was a typo.
No, it's actually meant to be there. Michal Naidu, she's a blogger. She's a TV personality. She was a TV presenter. Hey, you're just kind of between projects at the moment. And a digital entrepreneur. She's got an amazing blog. She's beautiful. She takes stunning pictures. But the most amazing thing about her also is, and this is why she's here today, she's going to tell us how, obviously due to personal situation, she had to stop. She started a blog and she was building this massive following, and then she had to kind of stop for a little while and then start again. And, you know, life happens to everyone. You know, it happens where you just can't. You can't do your blog for whatever reason. It's obviously a very good reason. And now you have to build that momentum back up again. And I suppose that's the wisdom we want to get from you today, Michal. Thanks for joining us as to how do people navigate that if that happens, because life happens.
Well, firstly, thank you guys so much for having me here. I listen to you guys all the time and I'm not just saying it.
Oh, thanks.
But yeah, man. It was a really tough time for me during that time when I stopped. A lot of people recognized me while the time when I launched my blog. And
maybe you should start from the beginning and just tell us when did you start your blog initially, And how long was it running up until you had to take this sort of sabbatical?
So I started my blog in 2012. It was just a basic outlet. Like everyone started their blog, just like a dear diary. And you could basically just document your fashion sense and your goals and your dreams. And you just want to blab on that social media network. And then obviously it became so personal to me, and then I started taking it serious, and I started talking about my likes of food, fashion, photography, whatever it was. It wasn't something specific. And then I finished school, and I got into TV, and I got into hosting my own shows, and it really took off for me. And a lot of people were like, how did you do that? How did you get into that? And I used my blog as sort of a way to tell people about what I did, how I did it. It wasn't a quick fix. I really, really worked my way to the top. And then last year, I hit a bit of a downfall in my life. I don't want to say exactly how it happened, but I made the wrong choices. Mm. And I made something bigger than me, or smaller than me, become bigger than me. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize how important what I worked so hard for all these years to come first in my life. And I put everything else before me. And that cut me off everything. So I'm sure a lot of you and a lot of my followers were like, where have you been? You've been gone for so long. And it was literally like 8 months that I was just gone. No one heard about me. And
because you were on the social scene and you were at every red carpet looking phenomenal. I'll never forget that the last time I saw you was the You Spectacular, one of the You Spectacular, and you had a spectacular dress on. Huh. She had a spectacular dress on. And that was basically the last time I saw you, and like on social media, and then you were like gone.
So it happened so fast, actually. And when I got back into the blogosphere, I actually didn't realize how long I was gone for. And when I left it with the mindset of like, this is the risk I'm taking, and to gain something, you have to lose something. And unfortunately, I made the bad decision of losing the one thing that was the most important to me. Mm. And I left it, and I had no intentions of returning, because I gave it up with good intentions, you know? And when everything came crumbling down, and there was no one standing there and no one that was there to back me up, and all I had was my career to fall back on, I was like, why did I give this up in the first place? And it picked up from there again, and I was like, you know what? I worked so hard to get to where I am, and I gave it up, and it's just going to take me, if I want this bad enough, it's just going to take me that little bit more effort to get back on my feet and get back to where I want to be.
So how did you gain obviously you built up a lot of trust and relationships with marketing companies and PR people and brands. And I mean, I think that's their biggest fear when, especially as a new blogger, when you come onto the scene, they're skeptical about you. Are you going to be a fly by night? Are you just here for a little while and your blog is going to frizzle out? Or can we build a long-term relationship with you? So now obviously they're thinking, oh, you know, Mikhail's been around since 2012. We've been working with her for a couple of years. And then you just drop off the scene. So how did you
100%, man.
Come back with that? What would be your advice for somebody who is in a similar situation and asked to rekindle those connections again?
So when I got into the blogosphere, I'm going to call it that.
Yeah.
I was very sincere about what I did. I never wanted to be anyone else. Mm. And that's why when I came back into it, a lot of the people, like the people that I actually thought in the industry that I was in that would be there for me, were not there for me. Mm. And I'll be honest and I'll say the PR companies and people that I've had relationships before my break, I don't have that relationship with them anymore. And it's literally, I've started from the bottom, if you want to call it that. I've started from the bottom and I made my connections. And everyone that I've got, that I'm in touch with now, it's new people, it's new contacts. And it's all those certain few that just believed in me and knew, you know what, this is where she needs to be. This is, you can see, this is what she's passionate about. And they helped me, you know, move a little bit forward. But in terms of PR and people that that used to help me before, honestly, I've lost a lot of relationships with them. And it's been tough for me, because I always thought, you know what, I can always like jump back and they'd be there for me. But now as I'm picking up again, I kind of see, you know what, they trust me enough. And I don't blame them. 100% don't blame them, because because of the break that I took, it's showing inconsistency. And consistency is the biggest key in this career, in your blogging, in your in whatever you do, consistency is key. And that's what I basically fell out of. And now that they see that I am serious about it and I'm not going anywhere anytime soon, or ever for that matter, I am taking it seriously. And because, I mean, this is my career and I want to push forward with it and make it something bigger than what people think it is. So
let's talk about the money, because you're actually speaking about it a little bit before the show. So Mikael is actually one of the very few bloggers that I know that are actually getting paid bucks, right? For almost everything that you're doing right now.
It's not as big as people think it is. Yeah. I am, honestly, because of the break, I'm starting again and making my way through. Yeah. But yes, I am credible. And I believe that people and brands should pay me for the work that I'm doing, because I do have a good following and I work hard for my content and for my readers.
So how do you, like, so when you started with your blog again, when you had to establish a new platform and then get all your social media back, how did you, like, get working with new brands or old brands again, but then say to them, like, hey, listen, I still have the following, I just don't have the stats to prove it right now because I had to start everything from afresh. But how do you pay me? Like, what do I need to do?
So firstly, when it comes to doing anything for my blog, I love to establish firstly a relationship and a connection. Like, are you going to benefit my blog and am I going to benefit your brand? That's what I look at first. And then the second thing I would look at is how our relationship as people and not just brands are going to work together. Because I believe that if the people behind the brand is not going to work good together, you're not going to do anything with the brand. It's just going to all be fake and people are going to realize that.
Yes.
So as much as people that have previously helped me, they approach me, you know what, can you do this, we can give you this. And sometimes I feel if it's credible for my blog and if it's relatable to my blog and it's a brand that I love, I don't mind doing it for free, if you want to call it that.
Yes.
And I have done that, especially starting off again. I had to start from the bottom and I had to kind of like worm my way up and gain people's trust and show them that what my work is, it's not something that you can just ask anyone for. It's not worth it. Exactly. So when I did start off, I did do a couple of things for free and I helped a lot of people that were starting off in their companies that needed a little bit of exposure. So I didn't work with big brands. I've never, well, until recently I've worked with big brands, but I've always worked with brands that have started off that wanted to get their names out there. I mean, even the outfits that you see me wearing on red carpets or the outfits that you see me wearing at events, those are all small time designers that designed that. I don't have never ever went and like, oh my gosh, I'm wearing Guess and I'm wearing Balmain, and it's never been like that, because I've always trusted in smaller brands. And that's honestly how it's kind of taken me to the top. And when smaller brands kind of see your work and your work ethic, then they want to invest in you, and that's when they start paying you for it, because they know that what your work is, it's credible.
And the fact that it's sincere, right?
Exactly.
Because, I mean, you do have quite a big following, and your big following know that you're not into these like massive brands and whatever, and you're still credible because you look amazing in all these smaller brands that you wear. So let's talk about hate, online hate. I mean, for someone that has quite a big following like you, I'm sure you get quite a bit of it as well. I always say that, like, you haven't made it until someone writes you a hate mail or like a hate comment. You know what I mean? Yeah. Someone tries to bring you down.
So they see you like rising.
Yeah.
They're like,
People hate that. People hate success stories.
Do you know what the funny thing is? Is I get a lot of people that I know that hate me, but then they message me and they're like, oh my God, I'm so proud of you. You're doing so well.
Really?
Like, well, I promise you. I know they've said bad stuff about me, and I'm just like, oh, you know what, it doesn't faze me or whatever.
So let's talk about your haters, like, and to stop off, start with. So you have a blog and obviously all the social media platforms. Where do you get the most hate? You personally?
My emails.
Really?
A lot of people, like, if you look at my comments and you go through my comments on Instagram, Facebook, like,
they're nice stuff.
And nobody would really, say, like, oh my gosh, that looks hideous on you or anything like that, because obviously it's out there. And some people just don't follow me. So, or they'll follow me and they just won't like my stuff because...
Or maybe they stalk you, but they don't actually follow exactly. you because they don't want you to have that kind of...
I find
that
so weird, though.
Yeah.
And but they real say, thing. They say the statistics is the amount of likes you have, you must times it by 2 on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And that's your true likes because a lot of the people, even though they like it, they don't want to press like.
But you know what I noticed as well? And this is totally off topic. Now that Instagram's created that your... The ones, the profiles you view the most is now on top and then yes. everyone's at the bottom. Like I've really noticed like I get a lot less likes because of the way Instagram is kind of.
Yeah, I don't like that at all. Yeah. Because to be honest, like most people on the top just end up being my actual friends.
Yeah.
As opposed to like people that I follow for like fashion or style inspiration. So tell us, like you said earlier, your emails, you get the most hate. Like, so what, do people... Actually, because there's no way you can hide your email address Mm-mm. when
it's
you send an
everywhere.
Email. So like you actually know who's sending you that email.
Yes.
And they're very open about who they are and they're telling them and them telling you that they don't like you.
Exactly. But there's a lot of emails that I get that are like snowcatcher@gmail.com. So
so it's not real.
Those kind of
yeah, but
you know,
it's people, but
people
you just
setting
don't
up
know
fake
who they
accounts,
are.
Yeah. My word.
But then what is the most ridiculous thing that they've said to you?
That I slept my way to the top.
What?
I promise you, it's a real thing. It's a real thing. A lot of people were very jealous, especially when I did my first show the year that I got out of school.
Yeah.
And I was on every Tuesday at 7 o'clock, and it was a huge deal for me. And everyone was like,
"Of course,
so
it would
like,
be a huge deal for anyone."
Yes, I agree.
And everyone was like, "Oh my gosh, Mikal, like, you got a big head now that you've got the show." And obviously, like, I was out about it, like every social media I was like, 7 o'clock, I'm on, guys, it's 5 minutes to go, I'm on. And
what show is this?
It was called Africa Facts. It was every Tuesday at 7 p.m on the Education Channel.
Okay.
Yeah, so it wasn't my type of show because we talked a lot about education and CETAs and that whole jazz. But I loved it, hey. Like, I used to wake up early in the mornings and go to bed late.
It gave you, like, a little kick to your career.
It did give me a little kick. But with regards to the hate, everyone was like, who's my agent? And a lot of times, like, I did all of this on my own. Honestly speaking, everyone contacts me. I don't go through an agent. I've never had an agency or anything like that. And everyone was like, oh, but why don't you want to give us your agent's number and all of that stuff? And I'm like, guys, this is me. I worked myself to the top, like I can give you, and I've given friends, a lot of friends, my contact details, PR companies and all of that stuff. And now that they're kind of making their way to the top, they're like, oh, okay.
Trist, this blogging thing is
it's
bitchy.
Real
it's catty, it's very
who's the bitchiest blogger out there?
I don't know who's the bitchiest blogger, but I've seen some like bloggers get some serious hate. Like, I follow Fashion Breed online, and last night she was posting, she was like, people don't know that I'm fighting for the rights of all of us when I speak to brands.
Who's but, Fashion Breed?
Akila Haran Ali, she's quite cool. We'll get her on at some point. She's from Cape Town as well. She's friends with Aisha. And she was saying, like, the same people that are calling her fat are the very people she's referring work to.
My word.
Which is so ironic and big of her also. Like, I would never do that. If somebody called me fat, they could be freaking
that would be
drowning and I will watch them drown.
The thing about this industry, it's so fickle. It's like small, but at the same time it's so saturated. I mean, like, I don't know, like, look, I'm pretty bitchy, but I'm not bitchy in this industry. I don't see anyone as my competition because I don't take it that seriously. To be all real, like, I feel it's very entertaining, it's interesting, like, it's great to meet new people.
I think you don't
and
find
to
it
inspire people.
Yeah, you don't find it threatening because you buy your stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't fucking care.
Oh, so you don't give a
I don't
shit.
Care.
Please follow Mary Lou on Snapchat. Please.
Like, I don't care. If I like something, I'll gladly dish up the dough for it. You know what I mean? Like, just like, don't make it seem like. I mean, like, all bloggers get shit for free. Some bloggers out there actually do buy their stuff. I mean, we all started buying our stuff.
Of course.
And a lot of people also email me and they're like, I know you bought that, so why are you saying that someone dropped it off or you got a delivery?
What haters.
Like, gosh, man.
We gotta wrap. This is horrible. This is the most insightful edition of Blogger Diaries we've ever had.
It's so raw. I love it.
Very hectic. Okay. Final questions or comments?
Okay, one last question. Where do you see yourself going with your blog?
I want to completely establish it. That's why I'm actually going to be studying full-time next year. I don't want to just be that blogger. Yes. You know, and I want to take, I believe a degree can take me to a different level.
Absolutely.
So that's exactly what I want to do. And I'm going to do that next year. And I'm going to be making my blog a full-time business where I can properly establish myself as a brand.
Yes.
So that not just national brands, but international brands would want to work with me as well.
Yes, awesome. Congrats. And you know, guys, no education is a waste.
Of course.
Yes. No education.
I don't know what I could add to that, eh? I'm just like extremely inspired by you. Aww. I think it's great. I think it's amazing. It shows huge fighting spirit that you were able to go through your personal issues and, you know, obstacles in life and fight your way back and, you know, like, and find your way back to your passion. And more power to you for that.
You know, the thing is I have a really great support system. My boyfriend's an amazing person. Like, he pushes me to the edge, like when I don't want to jump off, and he's like, jump, take the leap and take that risk because it's what you want. So I have a really, really good support system. And you know what? It's really, honestly, I watch and I read a lot of other blogs. And I'm going to say it, even though it's probably going to be corny, but Aisha Baker really inspires me. I read her stuff and I see like what she does and how she does it. And I take a lot of that from other bloggers as well. So I don't really hate, but I watch.
You get inspiration.
I just want to say though that I don't think you should discount your inner strength though. Because in the story that you told, don't discount it to a boyfriend or whatever, because boyfriends come and go. You decided to start your blog again. You decided to put in the effort. Exactly. So you need to own that also. And it's you that did it, not power. A boyfriend. Boyfriend is bonus. Boyfriend's a bonus.
They're going to come and they're going to go, but the blog's going to last on the internet forever.
Exactly. The blog is going to be there forever. If that is your true boyfriend, blog.
Let me just tell you something. I have, with regards to that support system, my blog would not be possible without, like, the people that sponsor me. Especially, I have to say this, Kimona from Beauty at the Veil. She's an amazing sponsor. She does my laser treatment. So if, ladies, you want sponsors or you want a laser treatment, then go. Like, seriously, it's really, really, really good. So,
I've been looking for a good laser place. That's
she's
fantastic.
Amazing. And it's pain free. And it's pain free. So yeah, that's cool. And guys, I'm running a competition with Refinery. So please, for this weekend only, you can go to the Eastgate store at Refinery, dress yourself from head to toe, take a picture, tag me, tag Refinery, and you could win that entire piece from Refinery.
Fantastic. Now I can do the laser and I can get the Refinery outfit. Exactly. This is awesome.
Sounds all right. Good.
Mikkel, thank you so much for stopping by. What's the website address again for the blog?
It's www.mikkelnaidu.com, and that's Mikkel without, it's the spelled like Michael, but without the E.
Fantastic.
So it's Michael Naidu.
Fantastic. It's fabufit.co.za and lovemarylou.com. That there is this week's edition of Blogger Diaries.
When you're growing a small business, meetings, telecons, and admin move into dinners, recitals, and bedtime stories. But we know you knew that. We know that between the successes and failures, the courage to continue is what counts. We also know that the right meetings, telecons, and admin means better dinners, recitals at the school you want, and great bedtime stories. The courage to grow is business. We've got the advisors, products, and solutions that enable you to do so. MTN Business, a new world of business.
How to start your great with Kellogg's and the Kelman 20.
Don't procrastinate. Do what you want to do and do it now.
Be as good as you can, but they can't actually ignore you.
Run your own race and stop comparing yourself to other people.
On your own pace, your own race, your own lane.
Love yourself enough to work on yourself and be honest with yourself.
The main thing is action every single day. Small attainable goals that will get you in the right direction.
Hashtag start your great.
Kelman on cliffcentral.com.